please, I haven't waited for 40 minutes. Yet.
We've got a full morning session and then 10 seconds.
Ma ha avuto un buon contesto con il nostro paese, quindi ringrazio la vostra presidenza.
kind of a topic. Looking at it in terms of the examples of other countries, North Korea, Canada, Australia, and all of it. It is unfortunate that the president, because we were thinking that once because the president alone is actually having to decide on such a president of appointing in the board of the public or custom. And the parliament is able to also participate in terms of the speaker because you can either like to agree in terms of conversation before. When you look at this, as far as you are concerned, the solution of power and so on are also accommodated. If you look at the political, the objective, the other example, we do ask questions and anything. What is the end of the year? Something is unfortunate. We do accept the recommendation. We do not want to even try to delay the adoption of this particular amendment. Everyone do not agree also. If they say that we must not give an amendment of the resolution of the board, we should say that the position of the ANC as it relates to the removal of a member of LEMA, also the resolution of the board states that therefore that's what we will take and accept the proposal of the ANC of the defense
agreement. Thank you very much. So I guess that there's no voice that's saying that we should reject the amendment of the NCOP. On the issue of whether we can introduce new amendments, state law advisor will assist me yet, and also the parliamentary legal advisor. If we do that, as we point out today, it means that we will not be able to pass the bill today, as the committee will have to be referred back to me for that committee, and they will have to consider it to come back to us. And I think the ANC has indicated that they will say that such a proposal, but we can leave it there before we can leave it in the end.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We can't introduce any new amendments. We have to deal with what is strictly before us and either agree with those amendments or reject them or amend those. That's all we can do. We are restricted, I think, in terms of the rules of the House. All right, so. Sorry.
Was it?
If we take this clause by clause, it means we are confirming the rejection of clause 1 as proposed by the selection of the NCOP. Am I correct in saying that? Agreed to?
Yes.
Good. Thank you very much. Clause 2, these are contemplation amendments. So if you agree to the original appointing authority, it means wherever. In A, 2, A, B, and D, wherever there's a reference to in consultation with the speaker, would have to be deleted. So the appointing authority remains the president. And I think it's close to basically confirm that. It's not an amendment. Agreed to? Thank you very much. Then, clause 3. Not going to just come back with, sorry, clause 4. What are those? Is it?
If
we
have amendments to the legislative proposal, in the first, I think on clause 4, the application between the existing offices and offices, you would say, or in other words, 15.1A, the new 15.1A would mean the National Assembly may, by the document of the Commission, recommend the removal of the members from office on account of any or all of the following. And then this, and CUMI 14, proposing that all the
15 hours a day petrol, we would get some 50 minutes of your day, wouldn't it? For what?
If we reject this proposal, I would suggest that we change that habit for more. But I think we need to be clear about that. Suggest that so I would talk about the misconceptions about the
court. As amended or as it?
As proposed by the court.
Thank you. He includes the suggestion that Andy comes forward.
No, he said he doesn't think he has, and he may
not get
as easy as the top. He said he's going to be doing it before I can follow him.
Good
morning. Yes, sir, maybe if we're not trusting ourselves to keep it, I want to come to the side of the community. Thank you, sir.
Agreed?
Yes.
Yes. All right. If we turn over then to floor 4, this is a new item or a new idea to present a forum for the interim board. Simple and straightforward. Six members that we propose as a forum for the interim board. Agreed. Two from SBA, to command.
I'm not saying we shouldn't have the only thing here that actually they put their problems. If that is the method you spoke about, that actually the members do not have to have, do not have to possess frequent training as one of the skills that agree to that they remove them in part. If that's the intention of the round path that they say. So that the students refer to the method that they verify that they actually part of the content that they want to remove.
As proposed by Mr. Smart, as initially proposed by the NCOP. That doesn't constitute the rule that we just read out earlier. Does not constitute a new amendment, am I right? We are clear about that. Okay. Agreed to?
Agreed.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. One more thing, Mr. Smart. We don't have to approve the memorandum, but I think it's necessary to change the memorandum because we are making this amendment. So it's logical to do that.
Do you have copies?
Thank you. So we propose that we remove the first three paragraphs of the document and then it says everything that is underlined as the new object of the name of the amendment. Not sure I agree with that. Agree too. Thank you very much. I think we've now concluded our work in terms of the amendment. I've got the resolution that I was able to call the house. That I read out to you. For example, the man in gold, he said it's true of 2008 report. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Communication on the forecasting of the man in gold, page 11, November 2008. The Portfolio Committee on Communication, having considered the forecasting of the man in gold, and the proposed amendment to the National Council of Provinces, page 16, October 2008, the Equipment Committee reports the very first amendment. The report should be published. It's a resolution for the committee. Proposal for adoption.
The proposal amendment is referring to the letter.
No, wait. What amendment do we have? Is it what amendment?
This is a long title.
Long titles and those types of things, yes. Okay? And the report should be considered. Proposal. The commander of the issue, you have taken that? Yes, thank you very much. The bill now has been prepared in its proper format, which I'm hoping that this takes over the design review. And I'm sure that this will be up to date on the 19th. Not the 18th anymore, on the 19th, that's next week. Ella, thank you very much for your patience. And I think we've now concluded this particular day. It's been a long, long process. Thank you very much for your patience and energy you're doing. I know that one man has to go on study group meeting now. Oh, no, it's exam committee. Okay, he's doing for his studies program now, so we'll excuse him. May I then call upon the Department of Communications to come forward? And your report. Do you want a 2 minute rest break? All right, short rest break, and then we can get started. I have time to see you come on. Thank you. not sure if we can finish all of it this year. Because we've got this next week as a parliamentary week, and then we're going through the different period again. So we hope it's through two today, and maybe two next week, and we feel we can feel enough more. And we plan to start with that, the bigger entities, like the political system, etc. And we might not reach all of that. But welcome to your team. I'm going to hand over to you to introduce them, and then we do the presentation and take questions.
Thank you. terms of the two groups of the competition of the Somatic and Quantum, one of the decisions that the company has taken was that they should be an integrated infrastructure plan after the different government departments, meaning that when in a particular area you are going to build a dam, you also have to come to those that are actually infrastructure build as anything. So this was one of the integrated infrastructure plan. And it was to cover all the different government departments. But in civil work in the industry that it was realized that a lot of the companies, particularly private companies and also state-owned enterprises, had to start with some of the community integration that they had, particularly the plans that they had, because this was a sensitive information and we get into computer against each other. So the information running control water boxes, which would then facilitate the development of such a basically, what would happen is that there would be officers in the different government departments who would include the people who would have to be who would have access to this data. Also, some business conducting the draft in the economy is the implementation of the same ICT guarantee. We kind of created what it takes to the major upgrading of the ICT infrastructure and the whether we're talking about telecoms, that is upgrading infrastructure to infrastructure to meet other economies, as well as telecoms, that is building the same telecoms among other things, and the SABC that is upgrading the technology. All of those things are on track. And then the policy guidelines on the development of communication facilities were developed in this way. The final guidelines following the comments that are received. With respect to broadening the participation in the economy, this area covers different things that we believe have an impact on having more people in South Africa integrated in the economy as a result of ICT. The ICT skills development strategy was finalized, the skills council was established, the initial funding for certain wireless development rollout was finalized, what adjustment was allocated. Here, the main thing relates to the connection pool, so to that end of the increasing participation in the economy, because we have more young people that are in fact really able to participate in the economy. The conservation for the advantages is to be developed in the phase one of the context of wireless policy and services, and then with the development of the mapping for the connection to the school. Continuing with broadening the participation in the economy, the completion of site preparation for research development rollout, investment tech, draft local and digital content development strategy, those developed, working together with the Department of Agriculture in the state, draft application strategy was developed. I think that's with the digital content, we have not yet seen it to come in practice. The draft of the 1933 and the draft of the 1933 were finalized, and the new
terms of expenditure, contribution to employees, and material good expenses, in terms of operational expenditure, accommodation, rental, and all other special expenses of the department, in terms of the area, and that is to have a current expenditure of 330 million. Continuing with the statement of the column, the contract and subsidies which contribute to significant component of our budget is 1.5 billion and 1 billion in the year. The expenditure of equipment, computers, and computers is 8 billion. That brings us to a certain extent of our
one of the problems that we need to remember
with the custodian of the ICC in the sort of ICC impact on South African society? Is it the something? Is it the DCI? I'm not too sure because it doesn't look like there is a comprehensive body that can direct the industry everybody into the direction of the ICC because quite often there's still problems between this department and SMA. I'm not sure how we can show its effectiveness in terms of the professional communities and inner society. And this relates to the universal sense of the in terms of the digital divide, the universal access, the universal sense, and many of them. I'm not sure, I'm going to see that another department seems not to be focused on, seems not to be on top of the field, and if I can start to create their own ways of dealing with ICT, etc. I'm saying we have to start to make some kind of deal with it. So the second thing is that the departments are trying the board of another institution kind of thing. One of them, the central board, is a president of the Minister of the Board, I'm not too sure. The South African Board of Trustees, the Minister, and stuff. I think we are having a problem with the same issue to all of the NCCP and others. We look at the Minister. Now, I have noticed that there has been a lot of problems with some of the boards that the report doesn't give us any indication of the type of problems, especially now we are going to the transfer of the money. That does the department have to transfer the money to that, because currently we are speaking on top of the very specific application, and then that's how we can before those goes to the public, that's essentially that takes a broad amount of the location that the transfer has the current and country people that the Samaritan, the Samaritan are doing the prototypes of modern and the other people, the top 10, national top 10 operations of South Africa, doing the 600 million. Now, I would have wished to see how they translate the things have moved in the year with all these issues and things that they've been detecting in the very aspect. We have that we've got a clear report. A clear report that relates to the department's involvement or engagement with the self-taught box manufacturing. That's something that we call it from the future. What makes a department so interested? So they thought. They thought of supposed to that outline in the quality. In terms of what is the specification for self-taught, but it looks like it's also taking a tender to assist them. Now, once we do that, the government guarantees 2 billion for a set of boxes that you for the department is wrong, and the question is that who stands to benefit in this manufacturing of set of boxes? You know, and how the department can get boxes after that? You know, that's the other talk. We must do that. The last one. It's well understood that this approach to what we call the let us be, rather than the infrastructure network, in terms of connectivity cables, but it's also a big distance. That continuously we speak to them, answer from the department in relation to synergy between the initiatives of let us and the other ones of the community, it looks like they're going to infrastructure continue. Either block or interfere or intervene in some of the groups. So that's the company that we try to do good and good to see a comprehensive report around all the other initiatives for the anarchy case. We can incredibly imagine that there was a humanly interfere that the board has to make that the difference is not part of the need. So we can be sure that at least for this year, as we see the talk of Mazda coming or my coming. For the new political challenges out there, you know, so we have to deal with some of these issues because we might not be in that sense. You know, so these are the things that we need to manage to do. Thank you.
Yes, and thanks first to the lady, you know, Mr. Mark. You have the same vision on that particular market.
Now, the key nature of objective and the
In fact, what has been happening seems to me to be in exactly the opposite direction in the conference for the economy and the sector. On the other thing, the table, in fact, the policy guidelines are letting the tournament as one of the impacts. Now, I would argue that that is one of the main instruments for the frustration of competition. In fact, the lay of other people has been frustrated by her approach on the the other example is the whole matter of the LTIC judgment and the LTIC appeal. I mean, we actually put their work together on the Economic Recession Act, which foresaw liberalization for the sector, except that one provision of the key and has been held out, with the exception of the rate sector, that's what they work together. Now, when LTIC, out of frustration, went to court, and you can't vote on the point of issuing the converted license. We understand that the she herself who decided to appeal the judgment. And I would like to quote on that, whether it was in fact she or the minister, who decided to apply for permission to appeal the LTIC judgment. That application was rejected, it was refused. We were sorry. And the big question now is, but I don't know why she did that, because we think that we need to move from this different forward. And I would like an answer which I think is all clear to this time. Is it in her intention now to approach the Supreme Court of Appeal in order to take an appeal of the LTIC judgment forward? People know that the entire sector intends to launch a class action. Is it one she who applied to the appeal to LTIC judgment and that she intends to approach the Supreme Court of Appeal? And if so, why? Because complete terminus is being frustrated. And I'd like to understand one thing please about the same text and why it's being correct. That is a subject that something we'll deal with when we see a same text. But I want to understand clearly whether the proposed wireless broadband network is the same thing as the new terrestrial network. Is that how she and her partner approach? I don't know how to pronounce the word on it, but it's the terrestrial one that sits alongside the Ubuntu. All those two things one at a time or all at once.
Yeah, I interview the book for 30 years in the year on the title of the Amnesty Table. And the session we put to the head of the cabinet of the whole concept of activating the Amnesty Table. And your answer was that no, there is no standard for it. Now, I was surprised then by the answer. I see that you're calling today in your annual report as one of the major achievements of the work in progress. I want a clear cut answer. The executive, as the executive, arm of government, taken a decision to support this concept of moving at the Amnesty Table all around the country. Is there such a decision? Because if there isn't such a decision out there, now I really want to know whose decision. If the department then finalizes the policy, because the policy may be expected. And we didn't touch the matter the last time, but I have really stated that we can actually say that. I don't think we can continue with something if there isn't a better support. I must say, I look at the political path on this, but asking everyone for any mandate for this proposal, there's nothing like that. So if you think about that with a single sense that I can support the pledge, is this cycle, whether we should have something that we desire, the real
So the minister of that is absolutely correct, but we never ask money for this.
also say that the Indian and the Indian will say about the set and so the knowledge that the Indian will say everything. But if you look at the program of action of government for this year, you will find in our report that will actually indicate that we are working with the Nigerian and for the West Coast people and involved in welfare by mainly and that they will be operational. And we're working with the Kenyans on the infrastructure in Kenya, the climate of Kenya itself is involved in that. We do need to build climate of Kenya. That's why we are involved in this. And in South Africa, our different entities, the UAE, IBC, and so on, are involved in this. It's a organized one to edge that in Kenya. So this is the cable that is going to happen, that's going to happen probably sooner than most people think. And here's the topic that, you know, I must say that I really do think that I do with an organized. I do try in the areas that I work in to do things that are not extraordinary. I think most people were talking about this, for example, when I had to do that program on the continent or the tool of the stuff, I think it's impossible. But I think it's something that is going to happen, that is going to happen. I think it's going to be something that's quite unique, along the continent, but also in terms of life, globally. And I think that's going to be something that other developing countries are going to need, because it's a table that tries to ensure that all the different entities in their different sizes, whether they're small or big, and the different countries are investing in benefit from the topic that's been at the front of their country. That's what's going to be behind the table. But it is crazy advanced. I think another question that was asked which is to the table was whether the Sentech network is the same as Umojanet. No, it isn't. Actually, what Umojanet is, in terms of the protocol, what we're saying there is that there are three possibilities for Umojanet. There are three possibilities. In some countries, there is no infrastructure whatsoever, and in no process of the country on its own, there is the infrastructure. I mean, if you look at a big country, so let's say DRC is a wrong example because they have a lot of resources, but other cities are not the big country. And it would require a lot of resources to buy one country to actually build the network. So the protocol provides for the ability to build the network where the networks are not exist. So remember that the whole objective behind the network is both Central and Canaries. It's to ensure that every African country is connected to this other end of the rest of the world. That's the objective. So if you get to the country that is unable to ensure that it's connected to the other end of the Canaries and the rest of the world, then the network entity will build that. So that in that case, that's one type of Umojanet. In another country, such as South Africa, most of the elite communities are connected. So in the inner country, such as that, where you have infrastructure, so then they negotiate with the owners of the infrastructure, so that it's Telecom or Telstar or Interco, and they would, another country would use the capacity. So it would provide for building as well as for building. And then the third option, the protocol also provides for selling. There are some telecom companies that say, okay, the normal one wants to be in the infrastructure space, for example. So the network is being able to buy. So the Umojanet can be any of those three. You can deal, existing, you can buy, but also you can deal with that. So the Sentech network, in fact, is not the Umojanet. We're really talking about cable network. That could be owned by anyone. What I found now that they are also building is not to be anyone here. But in that case, we're always talking about using or the owner of that network decides to Well, I'm not sure about blocking and interfering companies' cables. Actually, the only thing that I can say is that have no responsibility to ensure that our communication has been good. That's the whole thing. And every country working class has got very clear and very strict instructions about everything that they're learning there, about telecommunication, about something. That's why they're writing this. After any time they come to me, they can just go and give a license to do that. They're not being able to do that. And that's what the guidelines are about. And our guidelines, in fact, we took with their very next contest to the US and we can go and Google and check some of the people in the United States, Africa, and you'll see all list of things that anybody is getting there would be sure of that. And in fact, it can't be able to do that. So, what we really try to do here is two things. Firstly, to have some kind of guidelines that they will be letting in South Africa, because we believe that we are an important country on the continent and we take ourselves seriously. And I think that the department is responsible for ICT. We have to do one, two things. We actually are rather because when we look at the country, we believe that we are doing well and we are not doing it. And that's what in this particular case, in fact, our guidelines, in fact, one of the lawyers was. So that's what we look at, and I'm tied to the engineer. That was one objective. But the second objective has to do with South African and African investing in South African people. That's another objective. And this is consistently never for us that you know that consistently is there. So that's how we do that. People look at it as blocking, as interfering, well, I don't know, that's an option. But at least I, and I think the Saturday department that recommended this to them, that we did with a very clear content about the issue of somebody's tables, about the politics, and the political things in the same So that's
and company that put the data put that the DTI is Well, one of the things that we will manifest that possible, in fact, they do not have to be already for the prototype, but we will manifest one, and I have absolutely no doubt, the question about who is the custodian of ICT impact. Well, we have this question actually. Because you think it doesn't have time to convince government, to convince cabinet in particular, that ICT are constructive and ICT must be the vision of everyone. I often give the example of my colleague in the company who is not buy a deal of money rather than putting my kids in school. I mean, they will see my teachers or their books. But that's because that is the very highest that indicates. And that is why it has become a major of the company. So I think the deal of the company will ensure that we use ICT to access them to achieve what we need to achieve. So, the custodian of the ICT infrastructure should be everyone. The duty of education should be able to say how the ICT is effective so that there is quality education, not just education, not just free education, quality education. That's how it's supposed to be. But unfortunately, it isn't like that. And it's not just in Africa, it's elsewhere in the world as well. And this is why countries such as Malaysia, countries such as Finland, Island, when you look at all of the countries that are top in ICT, all of them have a structure of the and this is why we did a recommendation for the continent, way back in 2001 to come in. Unfortunately, it takes time, you know, for people to appreciate things and, to look at structure of things outside the title. It has taken some time, even for the city to have an impact and also from the coordinating perspective of the different government planning. You will recall that in the other day I talked about the situation besides the government last week, which was then approved by the cabinet last week, when I said that actually, as I think about the different plans, that I can say without the include the house of the Italia as well as different families that you have. So we have completed the land by this as a department, but I like Italy. So this is of a place, for example, is a custodian for community of schools. But those schools have to be connected. There are other things that need to have a strong response where with other departments, the department So because of that nature, then the TMC that would be the custodian for this, the TMC in fact is developing the development and which is supposed to be the mentoring for mentoring the impact of ICT and then so the
in the TNC study for trauma project, we was noted that there's the challenge that we have in terms of measuring the impact of attitudes on the children and the lives of the people. And in the last 2 years, what we have done is refining the indicators, mapping them from active indicators, and as informed by a framework which informed us that in order to define the impact, that we need to map impact from access and how the access have been using different facets of our lives, and then that can also be consolidated and into an impact in the economy and in the social sphere as well. Internationally, the practice has also been about making sure that the databases about whether people have had access and studying how people are actually using ICT has been used as a practice of a building block of being able to tell what the use of ICT are. And worldwide as well, soliciting the impact of ICT in the economy as well. It has also been a challenge because in the economy we find that ICT and communication is also accounted in together with transport. So worldwide as well, different countries are studying how we can single out ICT and its contribution to the economy. We learn from those countries in terms of how they've done it. I will also be seeing the India Brazil South Africa cooperation program as well on how we can build those databases in this country and be able to what we have done so far is as well is formulating those indices that would use as building blocks to be able to reduce the correspondence impact in the economy and in society. You find that in developed countries, there's a lot of investment in studying the impact of ICT on the economy. Through India Brazil South Africa Cooperation, the South Cooperation, we also are applying our minds in terms of how we cannot only account for the economic impact, but what is what is the social impact of ICT.
I now go to the question of vacancies. Our challenge is small actually, and why do we have excellent people and so on? And the community director is going to be in and then I say something on this. But I think that we are
In terms of the vacancy rate, is that it's very low because of the money that we have, we'll be able to fill all the positions, but you know the balance that are not, that is not funded is only 98 out of the 40. So when the structure was approved on the 31st of January this year, after the organizational redesign process, the position then was reduced to a lesser number. And also that when you look at the previous structure, some of the positions in the new structure have been phased out, some have been merged, and some have been upgraded. So that's why you find that there's a difference between last year's structure and the current structure. So it emanates from the fact that, you know, some of the positions have been phased out.
It reminds me of when we used to turn back the clock on a speedometer. We play the car again, play the speedometer. But in fact, the car has run for the start of the speedometer. So, to readjust our program that will talk to the number doesn't get really the train that clock was supposed to happen at that time that we referred to page 57. There was one report that said, through the case, it's a 44% charge. It wasn't supposed to be like that. Without that, because you don't address the fundamentals, even with a new program, you could run into the same problem. Going forward, you could then later on say, even with that, you haven't addressed the fundamentals, and that's where the challenge comes in. That is, address the fundamentals, and therefore the new program will never come to come closer to 44%. But my view of being a trade union is simple. One basis is one basis is too late. And I'm going to talk about the project work. It's one basis is too late.
Yeah.
So
after
the
let me just tell you, on the staffing issue, if you say your current post is that it is 4.3, 98 of that is manufactured. So your extra staff is that it is 4.3, all right? The extra, 100%. Of that, if I correctly, you said
This is the advice that I give to the minister, but they are still what time that the minister is.
Mr. Robinson is, who has thought that it is not enough, who lives with the reading that has been implemented in that book. But after them reading, what's the impact of that, I think, would be? We found that we actually have a responsibility to do this. So that the day things go wrong, we should not be asking that we set back and we don't see what we need to do. To ensure that everything in the visa license is provided for in this act and in the telephone act when we talk about the visa license, in fact, in the policy, it is not a default, that any visa license is not even a default. ICASA, in terms of the ECA agreement, for each position in the visa license, the master in the policy that is implemented in the document. So the granting of the visa license cannot be something that's by default. It's not like that in Canada, it's not like that in the US, we don't see issues like that in South Africa. That's the reason why we advise the minister that we need to ask here. Because the impact of the decision of the judge is just what we say that the good licenses can self-provide and the fact that they can self-provide, they've got the right to use the license. That's the impact of the judge's decision. Now,
I agree, yes. You see, part of my brother. Putin that explains some of the disasters. Can you give an example on the digital terrestrial network? With the help that we have a 50% of the booking by half the end, we try to get quite confident that half the end of the year, because of the records we have, now and towards the end of the year, we have achieved that. Even the last, we the stadium condition, with 800%, high stadium condition. And there is zero, nothing like that. A lot of them, I believe, but in the now it's completed 100%. So the result of it is what becomes a decision. But as I said, with my good note that explains the result, then come the end of the year, we will have confidence that we will be able to. On the board, the signature of the board, special recommendation of the ministry, and in making those recommendations, the challenges, problems faced by the institutions, and we're not to blame those years that I think the board has given example of the top of the biggest challenge that we're facing. And today, other than the upcoming, the number of data coming in, quite a few that can be coming for me. We'll up on the board, of course, put a going to
every criteria, like, for example, data, ensure that the
schools, some schools are better off than others. So in choosing opposite schools, you could have come at one school and maybe reached the teacher's school. Is it that considered on several Nalevi schools that, for example, are in Denmark or something like that? But because of the criteria that we put, we find that schools tend to be more, they are playing against any students and then promises. So the issue of the actual number of the Nalevi schools helps in one of the things that is definitely very about. We are not saying that they should have been effective because of that, but what the three debates are of whether to be saying you have 200 Nalevi schools, irrespective of whether the schools in fact are, for example, the schools are affecting the world in schools, the world in communities, or do you say that you really want to ensure that you best have the schools that are in the world that are still in this number is less? I didn't think that. In case of something, you find that the number is different. This is the reason why it has been different. Secondly, the standard to see some money that is supposed to be part of the national assembly members. And you said that the we of course don't know whether those things that any analyze from the never been in our program and we see them on our data analysis and we see this quite a lot. So how you consider the impact of that? Because remember that after maybe the impact of that actually covers the school, you need the backbone to actually have that data to make those schools to the students of the area. So the knowledge of whether you will get more money or not depends on the very context and how you design the network. So if you know that you're going to have money for the next 10 years, you are able to plan your network knowing that it will be in this particular place. If you don't know that, it makes a little bit difficult. So I think this has been part of the debate that we've been talking about.
Are we part of the first thing that we're part of the first
okay, to go there soon. Now, the person does two things, to the GC and the deposit, not to us, but to the deposit. I assume it, but you know, the deposit are not immune to poaching and offers in the form of everything. Into that, people continue to do trading. There is good trading schools, and everybody will be asked you to make more of your offer. And that's not the whole way. Coupled to that, you have young people that need to go to the job. The part of normally I refer to as the community service paying community salary. And the moment they've been exposed to the private sector, that's all of us, they see the private sector offer them double at the debt or the DOC can offer them. So those kind of government, and anything itself brings the instability, because you're sure the person that started off a project today will be there to see the project to the end. And it's not about just royalty, those are our reality. We used to sit back the department, we look at others, your chart or the idea, all of that being imposed by all kinds of big players. So now it's come closer to home. It's now the DOC that's been the challenge. That one point, my point is, when we start off talking about connecting of the schools, it was just part of it at the time, feeling, just part of the country. But everybody was talking about the schools will play substitution of the hearing. That question that was thrown up. What is the hearing before we start talking about substitution? Now, I'm not sure, D&D, whether we have come to a conclusion by this hearing before schools can plan substitution. You can go into an agreement just to discover after a solid agreement that you find that the hearing is way beyond what your income is from the Department of Education or whatever income. So have you come to that conclusion, what is e-rate, and how soon is that 50% will ever offer the service of 50% back?
Why? She has to explain to me why she wants e-government on this little box. She wants to migrate to 3 years left. What she wants to do to the people, the available ones you have, the customers and the consumers, is the simplest, cheapest possible little box, which is cost around 150 rand, which you can get some of that overseas in the first place, which will just change your signals from digital back to analog into the future. Now, her entire brand scheme on the idea that e-government is a fantastic thing. And because he wants to build e-government in the box, every telecom operator, no fantastic, every telecom operator will now have to pay up 0.02% of their turnover. They have to ask, what do you think? They're going to be going to split the telco, not broadcasters. They're going to split the telco for a little broadcasting box. On the argument that everybody and here's what I want to know. Please explain to me what is the e-government we are going to get in our country. I've heard members of your department on the radio in Santa. When they get on their way, they know you'll be able to download the government form. And I've heard themselves on the radio, oh, we are now investigating which forms of e-government, which government services we can do. Didn't you find that stuff out before you launched this offer? What can I do as a citizen? What is the e-government? And now I don't download something on my TV screen. Where is the keyboard? What how am I going to fill this form in if that's what they're here? Where is the form once the fingerprint? How am I going to do a fingerprint? And how am I going to send this form to a government box? Because there's no return box. Whatsoever to me from what I've heard. And I think somebody just isn't giving us the information. I think it's the biggest load of nonsense that I've ever heard. And because you make a point when you want to make people pay 700 rand for a set-top box, and you want to tell the telco, the telecom operators, who are subsidized with this, up to a point where citizens pay only 200 rand, which they also want to do. I'm convinced at the feasibility of this thing. What is this? What in concrete terms of the e-government?
government's benefit that some entities are now making their own and why they are not as
able. Can I just ask one question? I mean, it seems quite an elaborate question now for the PhD in the debate. Are we creating an advancement within the debate? Even if it doesn't make a national position, my sense is that it should be located in the president. And it put together a bird's eye view of what's happening in government as a whole and in the public direction. And I see you've got a whole range of sub-directors that will be created in the DNC. What exactly is the goal of it? That the department should be. Is there going to be the goal of it?
I'm going to
is a very big difference. It has been mentioned of course the natural allergy is one of the diseases. There is one of the side effects from
for another office,
actually an area for leadership growth, and I think we'll do a lot of things other than looking at other companies and looking at the growth of the leadership growth in the department. So I can guarantee you that when a member of the department is not advancing, it's because they will not be the standard. It might be every review of the panel that will be met. But we have brought across a very heavy growth and through the structure that work. I can say that they can go anywhere and perform the counter offer that said to happen. We counter offer stuff that we want to see. There are people who do it, and we don't counter offer. I don't work in counter office, I don't want to say. But if somebody wants to leave and wants to go somewhere else, and we don't really want to counter offer, we don't. But if there's a staff member who really thinks that it's better and we know that's going to be the time, to make counter offer. And we always counter offer within the decision and what we need to go the department is not involved in manufacturing steps of this. I thought I had explained that. We are not involved in manufacturing steps of this. We are involved together with other departments in developing a strategy for the development of the electronic manufacturing sector. That's what we expect. Yes, that's our job, certification. In fact, we can't go to the rest of the community in our country because I've been accused of incompetence from the time.
So I'm just saying that I try to answer this as nicely as I can. And, you know, there's about the handling cables, about all kinds of things, about me and my partner. I think if you don't feel that this is an investigation, because really, this issue comes out in all kinds of agitation times. What I'm trying to say is that you are not going to find any fraud, any impropriety, whether it's an appointment, whether it's a salary, whether it is in anything that has to do with the department. Now that I'm in the department, no one can do the department. I want to put this on record because I want it to. For anyone to be able to use it the day that people want to get it. I don't want to say one more time. For development, especially for development of the electronic manufacturing sector, the department is not involved in the manufacturing of several boxes, we're not involved in tender, and we are not going to try and explain or anything, because we're not going to issue the tender for the commission so they're not going to be tender. All of the who don't have any I know for sure people in the center that those things who have no access to IUD have absolutely no chance of getting out of the cycle of poverty unless they are equipped with the same data given and same time in the world. Even in South Africa and in this world. This is why when we look at this family, we're not looking at this data in the data. We look at this family. How does this become another tool of development in a country? With impact, because remember that what we have in our social innovation as an overarching focus is the system of increasing access and needs, the African needs of ICT by the world family. Because that's one of the areas where we are willing to compare access money and get out and compare access. In other countries, this African music. And everything that people say, and this is what Robert in the terms of AIDS strategy for the recovery of the narrative school is to say, how do you make sure that you see we have the biggest number of people and we have the poorest? Now, if through a set of work you can be able to have some element of what can be provided in a community. And these types of boxes are going to be improvable anyway. What is good with your rent to happen for that? But two, there was an issue that our customers are not be duplicated.
is not the different from the kind of provinces. If you've got Canada, Canada is a cheap operating office and a GDP. If you've got that sort of winning Canada is a cheap operating office and a GDP. What does that mean? What are the differences? What are the different facts? In the Panama between South America. So it is that those issues have been picked up in the 2000s. Now, apparently, we raised the decision about the PNC. And we wouldn't want the PNC staff or people to feel that. But eventually, what is the president? If you feel that they are much superior, then they will be staff. What can happen? This is the issue that they are doing wrong, and they are raising this question. They are fasting and everything. In terms of engagement with the PNC and the DOC, that's why. We are living in the context. And then I said, we are sending them so that all of us in Canada, we will not to have a staff. They will be doing the next the alliance or feeling that they are not appreciated or something like that. We might be making all of us to that in the context of what we do, we think of them. If there's not any other question, I would like to ask you to respond to this. No, no,
I'm fine
here.
I'm looking for the answer. But actually, the
we don't discuss partner or different things, we discuss only the reason that we are not ready for that speak is because of the economy. For those who are making the summer series and those who are saying, thank you very much for the report, and happy Christmas and New Year, and I'm not going to talk about it. Thank you very much. Those who are saying those things. And we are in other part of that saying, please, yeah, we need to do this. So we should be very careful, huh? So that we say what we say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
television centers applied for a total funding of 955 million for the capital costs of mines and 17 million for drilling and mining. Only 650 million allocated for capital costs and 9% of drilling and mining. Change rate fluctuations have increased capital cost requirements. National also approved their network original budget for request was 3.1 billion. Only 500 million was allocated and there's still no commitment to provide the balance. The cost was increased to 3.8 billion. FIFA 2010 World Cup, self-required funding has been allocated. Participation in undersea cable and extension of the cost of communication centers is now participating in the RuRuNet, both from the RuRuNet business name, centers for events 21 million. Allocation, and that was originally allocated for EC, and we've taken up the question as to whether we can use them on the RuRu network, PLC. CRX then has reported modest pre-tax profit of 28 million, attributable in the main to interest earned on funds allocated by government. The board has approved a turnaround strategy for the business and required reclassification of FinTech to schedule due to enable the company to raise funds with greater flexibility, thus reducing the dependence on the system. Yeah, I think I should also just say that in all projects where the adequate funding or appropriate funding has been received financially, FinTech has delivered what it has set up. Thank you all. I'd like to call on the CEO to take the presentation further.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you. changes year one, only center in year one only. Center requires 2-3-1 meters for paper and 2-3-1 meters for OPEC. But this includes depreciation. If one removes depreciation from the figure, doesn't mean it's going to be 3.4 for OPEC. And then we can roll out the we'll only allocate a fund to the for just for the time and the the payable amount is an indication that if something is in terms of the project plan, we are saying that something does not change the interest long-term financial situation. And this is what the board expects. Still, the specification of our level of funding, we should not have money, or we don't know how the effect can be made. Finally, the echo coverage to the two reasons to, well, not be achieved by months in the year of the there is a delay in the finalization of business and funding markets. And the second thing is to say that the expenses that are ETF and the future are going to be thank you. I'd like to turn on the table to see if you have any comments or questions.
Thank you, Dr. Honorable members. When I take you through some of our numbers within our annual report of the year 2008, but I'll take it as late and just tell you that our financial statements are fully compliant with IFRS and all the new statements that we've taken into account. In terms of the performance measures, if you look at our turnover growth that's been started from previous years, this requires investment for us to grow the turnover and to build some extra networks and footprint. Our gross profitability is also under threat because our cost structure is rising with our turnover being set. The return on equity is this sort of figure is because we received funding from Treasury which we are earning interest on, so interest income is showing as a big return within the numbers. And at the bottom of this slide, the gearing ratio of 2.26, which shows that our gearing ratio is quite high. We have a very limited equity portion and we have high borrowing. So that does the company and doesn't lend it to assisting us to grow in the IT sector. Then my next one is the performance against the budget. Our revenue was well below budget. Our budget was 851 million. We came in at an actual revenue of 724 million. As I mentioned earlier, we need investment to grow and to increase the revenue. Our expenditure came in well below budget also proportionate to the revenue because of the rising cost of sales. But there's also a major cost-cutting exercise with certain major maintenance issues being delayed because of the cash flow crisis. Our operating profit, 18 million rand, that is mainly because of the interest income received. You might ask the question why the chairman mentioned 28 million. The 18 million I'm mentioning is after a deferred tax number of 10 million which is taken off. And our net profit is 18.336 million after tax. And this is some of our cash flow highlights. Our net generated from operating activities was 50 million. That means our operations are cash flow positive because we take out some cash out of that depreciation, which is quite successful now in our book. Our net cash generated from investing activities is 576 million, which is the government grant that we received, which is also a figure. But we must bear in mind here, as honorable members, that this funding that we've received is ring-fenced funding. Cannot be utilized within the operations of the business and can only be utilized in specific projects for which the funding has been allocated. There's been an increase cash and cash flow at the end of the year, again related to the government grant. But as you know, that is all ring-fence funding. From our balance sheet highlight, if you see our current asset figure in our balance sheet is 855 million rand. Of that, 619 million rand is government grant. If you take that off, you left a current asset of 235 million, and you benchmark that against your current liability of 243 million, you don't come up with a very good current ratio, which shows the liquidity problems in the business. And that again requires funding and more capital injection. In terms of our operating expenses, we've chosen some high-ticket items within our operating expenses. If you look at our salaries and wages bill, again, last year, went up by 8%, that was the increase given, but we are also sitting with a high vacancy rate, and we are competing in a very competitive sector for the right skills, and to attract the right skills, we need to pay the right price, which we cannot do with our cash flow constraints. Our post-employment benefit, which is our post-time medical aid and our pension benefit, has gone up by 91.7%. The number is not being linked to the other expenses, but the percentage is quite high because medical inflation runs much higher than normal inflation. And this benefit, we try to buy it back and request the funding from National Treasury, which we did not hear back from them. We are in the process of still engaging them on that issue regarding buying back the post-time medical benefit. But the board has kept this benefit. I think all new employees joining SETEC will not be given a post-time medical benefit. And that is since 2005. Our budget for this year is going into a loss situation of 59 million rand ending 2009 March. We have to maintain certain critical areas in our business, and we also have to recruit and retain our staff, which will lead to quite high cost structure. In terms of GCT funding, as the chairman and the CEO have alluded to earlier, just give you some more detail on the what we requested from Treasury was 960 million rand at an exchange rate of 10 rand to the euro for equipment that we had to procure to digitize the networks in South Africa. Of that, we've only been allocated 665 million. That gives us a capital shortfall of 295 million rand. Our total capex, just the capex shortfall on GDP, will be 417 million. And if we reprice the procurement of these assets for the remaining years at an exchange rate of 13.25, we'll come up with another shortfall of 122 million rand. I will summarize the GDP funding requirements in my next slide. And this week, as our chairman has already alluded to, the utilization costs are 917 million rand, for which there has been no news for funding thereof. In summary, the GDP funding, just on capex and short allocation at 10 rand to the euro, has been 295 million rand. The rate of exchange variation will add another 122 million rand to that. And added to that, the utilization cost of 917 million brings the total shortfall for GDP to 1.3 billion rand. In terms of national local broadband network, we require a total funding of 3.8 billion. Of which we've only been allocated 500 million. And as our CEO alluded to, costs for phase one have escalated because of the generation project. In terms of OPEX, we've also submitted an application in terms of the various MTEP applications to the National Treasury to buy back the full-time medical aid benefit of 135 million rand, which we are in discussion with it. And we've also requested 300 million rand to recapitalize Centec to sway our liquidity crisis in the business. lot of questions or questions at all. No, but what bothers me is that I've listened to centers all the years. I'm not sure if they do the same thing, they do the same thing, they do the same thing, and what is that they really don't understand. Because if you look at your stuff, the role of transport is instant. There's nothing magic about it. You need to hold it, you need to get it, there's the cost of it. So if the cost is 250 million, there are so many transmitters. They give you 150, you won't get 10. What should they be saying differently to them that makes them not to understand that they're saying to us? And the reclassification, I thought we were somewhere S25 or whatever. I thought there was some kind of quiet gentleman's agreement around that. I think some federal people were there, like everything's going to be done. It's fine, I'm looking out the details. It seems to be exactly the way one. And again, it said early on from the DOC when they did the presentation, I don't know if they were gloating about the 500 million, but they raised it as under achievement. Nothing short of a smack in terms of what you require to grow up the services. And added that chairperson, now the 500 million is part of the first group of 4 million requirements. And then you stop short of saying how do you get to that other 3 point something billion. Because that 500 million, if nobody addresses that, will mean nothing. You can't buy 6 foot of the half of the part of the package. I don't know what can give you as a commission. I think we've done it when we had the Treasury and the 10 tech and up to the prevailing. I don't know what more we can do. But I think the same goes what I said to the DOC just last year, the same again for the DOC when we do the presentation. And let's talk our objectives. And this is the money allocated to those objectives, so therefore we report against that. Where we keep the maximum to our the money that was illegally allocated for those projects. So, you know, we need to report against that, and not just about our achievements that don't relate to what the objectives were at the time.
Yeah, it's about the national rent-paying broadband network. Now, I told you the original budget of cost of 2.1 billion, only 500 million was allocated to services. Now, commitment to provide a balance, now that's 2.8 billion. That's quite a lot of money. My question would be, what is a national rent-paying broadband network? And my law is about my policy committee, I don't have to check. Well, I'm asking that the relationship should now be 36.4. It says participation of the citizens after the direction of the Department of Communication. Full stop. Sunset is now participating in Uhuru. Based on the Uhuru, we would say Sunset is invest the 31 million allocation. The last time I checked, Sunset was dealing with frequency allocation in terms of the air. And I'm not sure what I need to do under the sea. You know, in terms of this thing. That it doesn't look like it's really a communication between us and the sun. This has actually been part of the thing. In terms of our understanding of the way that we do. And two, whether it is not a contradiction that you want 3.8 billion for the national rent-paying broadband network, and you still participate in another Uhuru, MED, INTA, and the cable. So I'm not just wondering, I'm sure that you have to give us some answer from this. But also, I don't know, I've heard the CD talking about Uhuru, MED, more than ever, something like that. Now, because I can see it out in your own and in your own report, maybe you could brief us, because it says the rule that you put up, based on the rule that you would show your president and check them and based on that, and based on the average, you refer to a case of 1 million, also of the fact that it's still short, 3.8 million, for your own projects and programs that we are supposed to run our time. I think that's a bit of a problem. Maybe you must have some suggestions.
Management
soon as we met, we know what we can get in the state. So that's kind of the next one. So in a lot of the in terms of the national bonding one, when we got the money, we were going to have the money to write it. It was clear to us that, especially with the government students, that you cannot go around the country giving us any, putting paper or paper on the ground. It's a very, very costly. It takes a long time. Technology was, in these countries, it makes sense for us to look at dropping water rollouts instead of 5,000 pounds or on a phone. And for the reason that we offer dropping water. And so in your case, there are, you know, water technology. We were in a good way, because that is what we wanted to do. DOT has said you need to go where the commercial operator will be reluctant to go. And going to go there, they're trying to put 5,000 pounds in running sense. Why is it one of the issues? And so on, that is what we're trying to do. Where we had picked up was that we're saying, going to go area of the mountain that is tough, but we know that the return on investment would be minimal. And yet those people are equally invested, and those people would be pretty invested. And so we took up. It's fine. They're all on the bottom line. And that is when we had some difficulty because National Treasury didn't get the allocated or that if you go to every area, make our money there, and then no money to go there. Your fifth view was, no, but already clear to everyone, go to where they get together so that we can truly empower and, you know, have the government to work together. Now, the challenge was the allocation. Again, you know, that said, we don't want to end up in the same situation we end up with where after the teething problems and everything was just going fine, we did not have the capital to roll out the infrastructure. And from the teething of the institution, especially. And so, in our view, the board was saying, what you are considering. In order to move into Colombia, we need to build a wall. Whatever you call us, 300 schools or 500 or 2,000, we need that wall. And so there's a minimal amount of money that is required to do it. The 500 will not do that for us. Before we again invest in go a long way into billions, we need to know where the other funding is. The government has to be allocated all of the money zones, but if you know what the roadmap is, we can then set. And indeed, in terms of our attacking for prospective suppliers, we know that this was a big growth from when they are 100 pieces of, there were 41 times, but one, they are 110,000, 300,000. So the economy is still coming to school. And when we have the roadmap, we can definitely look at and so the board then decided that we should indeed do all of the questions that we would need to be engaged in going to the but we should not go to the extent of
for the breath of the government, which will lead to further development. And yet, we have been able to do this in the English. Now, we are dealing with a number of things that we found in the one. I'm still confused about your contribution to Google and Cathedral Affairs. The issue of capacity, which is quite a great question. It is the other time I indicate that you are guilty by appropriation. You know, when we deal with the issue of the movement and the Lord, and then you come and put the movement in your report, you are taking us back to the issue that we are dealing with earlier. I'm not saying that it's clear that there's no money allocated. For the process of changing, you know, for the country, for everybody. And two, if not to have questions. One of that, we have heard concerns for the past 3 or 4 years that you are in a field that requires quite specialized field of training. And we realize that most of those who are in the institution, when we've been there for 20 years, and we start as a platform, we're not sure what is the training program, and the COC didn't take a time. About the time of Bandar, it's a meeting that we're having in part of years ago. And that was to check how far as we moved in terms of training more people in the field of, different institutional management, whatever that is the skills that are part of the government. The relation that relates to the sarcastic. Last time, I had asked a question in terms of the perception that most of the standards and procurement go to mainly people who have benefited before. Previously, advantage in the visual. This is due to also the nature of the rank that is expected, you know, in terms of the sensitive. And the last one was related to marketing of Fairtrade, because I'm not so sure why Fairtrade, I'm sure also Fairtrade, maybe like us. The big difference that Fairtrade has never put anything that ICT related, but there's something that has been a way that you need to change. And it looks like you are also now swimming the same boat with the COC, that you know, that doesn't look like you are in a good book for the getting out of that because of the trend that is not because of money and stuff like that. So I'm not sure what is happening. But now the point that I'm raising is a little bit of marketing. Fairtrade is not going beyond the institution that is related for us and other people. And I raise this question from some of us. If they are doing enough to realize that the question that people don't know that there's a few supply in the system, that means that they're doing the same thing. You see, everything that I can see, there's something wrong with the investment. So I did ask a question before, and I would never even have to see the question in the second of the CEO. I'm sure part of the concept, some people are not going to do this before, and part of the community. And if you respect to you, the CEO and the chairman, that they could also respond.
Thank you. Thank you. because the cost is so to
staying away from me. This has been a problem that you can expect from that very because in some countries, the state would have auctioned the spectrum and it is sold for millions and millions of money issues. The president coming for the citizens and it's called the other. They have watched that they've opened up stations, building stations, building stations, and stuff like that. They are really doing the main response, so I'm sure something that we need to discuss properly in time. It's also an argument that the institutions of the health are using from the second spectrum 2.5, 2.8, 2.5 is available and fully it could have to be allocated to the community because the second spectrum 5 up, 4 up is for the security service. And the better that is to talk about the green card, you have to have that because there's an argument that there is. Thank you.